Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to True Confessions of the Soul, or True Confessions with a Church Girl, that is. I am the Church Girl, a.k.a. Laura, and I am here today once again on this blessed Sunday to share some great gospel music and some insightful topics, as well as true confessions. Now, I know you are out there, and there's people still listening to this show, and you're trying to sneak them confessions in, but then you're like, I don't know if I want to on the air. I don't know. But listen, hey, get it off your chest. Trust me, you will feel a lot better, okay? So, we're going to go into some great gospel music, and I have a special guest. I will be coming back with that information. Who's my guest today? Yes, I got a special guest today. As well as, I want to talk today about submission. Yes, I know you hear me say that word a lot in the beginning, and I'm talking about being submissive. Well, the reason why I'm talking about the topic of submissive and being submissive is because that doesn't get a lot of conversation. And especially with us ladies, we don't talk about being submissive, and we don't want to know how to do it, first of all. So we could be guilty and say, well, I don't know what that means. But, you know, we got to do this thing. And I am still having my struggle there. I still have my struggle because it's like the more I feel I'm being submissive and the more I try to be submissive and I do be submissive, the more I feel like I ain't got to do this. I'm sorry. Can I start with my own true confession here? Let me tell you something. One of the things about being submissive is this. You have to shut up. And not only do you have to shut up, but you have to listen at the same time. And that is so hard for me to do. I mean, shut up. Okay, you got me. And listen. Shut up, listen. Oh, sit down. Because if you're going to be submissive, you got to get in a place where you're submitting. So sit down and shut up and listen. Because it is just so crazy how, you know, it's just crazy. Because, like, all right, let me start with me, okay? So, I'm having this conversation with, you know, someone else. And in the conversation, they keep telling me I interrupt. Okay. But that doesn't mean I'm not being submissive, right? And they say to me, well, you're not listening. Okay, how so? I'm responding to what you just said, and I'm adding to, you know. So I don't know if submissive really means you don't get to defend yourself, you don't get to speak up for yourself, you don't get to say nothing. And I'm getting stuck in that area. So we're going to work this out together, because I'm going to get this submissive thing down. You're going to get this submissive thing down. I'm going to tell you what my issue is with being submissive. Because I realized it today. Well, actually, I realized it before, but I thought about it even more so today. And the reason why I am not, oh, I have an issue. Ugh, I'm not confessing. I'm not submissive. I am a very submissive woman at times. Amen. But the reason why I have an issue with being submissive, I will share that with you right after this brief break. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl, Confessions of the Soul.
Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Yeah. happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and
welcome, welcome back. You're listening to True Confessions with the Church Girl. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a special guest, Juanita Nguyen. And I can't wait to introduce you to this anointed woman of God. I mean, she has been doing music all the way back until the age of five, I believe she has mentioned. At the young age of five, she grew up in her father's church with five siblings, and they formed their own group, the Nguyen Sisters, where she learned how to harmonize, the art of harmonizing with her sisters. And yes, you can say she is a church girl, of course. There's nothing wrong with being a church girl. And in this time, she also caught the eye of Quincy Jones. Yes, she did a contract publishing deal of 2 years with Quincy Jones. She has a Sony. She was with Sony as well, ATV Music Publishing, for 4 years. Juanita Nguyen also went on to write great music with so many artists and legends such as Diana Ross, writing her title cut, Every Day is a New Day. She has also written for artists such as Grammy nominee gospel artist Fred Hammond, as a songwriter, arranger, background vocals of 9 tracks for the soulful R&B songstress Angie Stone. Yes, she even has done work with Angie Stone, the most popular and multi-platinum selling female R&B group. She did a project with Destiny Child, Verity gospel group Virtue. She's done work with Ben Tankard, jazz musician, Norman Brown, and Shirley Murdoch, just to name a few. So she has had the privilege of singing background on Tyrese's hit single lately. Her list of amazing talents just go on and on and on. Juanita prides herself as a notable singer, songwriter, professional over 10 years, and now she's ready to step out again. The self-titled track, My Story Continues, is an up-tempo, high, intense song that manifests her life struggles and triumphs and offers inspiration to young single mothers and troubled teens. So we are so happy to welcome to you and to announce to others the one and only Juanita Nguyen will be here momentarily. She's coming into the studio as we speak. So while she's doing that, let's go back to some more great gospel music with Isaac Carey right now.
I've been going through way too long. I can't believe I'm still holding on. Been trying hard to increase my faith, but it feels like it's way too late. The preacher said it's already done. If I believe in Jesus the Son, I got a feeling that it might be right. I'm in the tunnel, but I see the light. I can't repeat this fine goal again.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired. want God to show up in your life and turn that thing around. If that's you, help me sing it.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Things are changing right now.
Right now.
Right now.
My past is over.
Right now.
Future looks much brighter.
Right now.
Because
talk about her briefly. We have the one and only Juanita Nguyen. I am getting ready to interview her, and she's just gonna she's gonna bless us, I know, with song, with music, with her personal testimony. And I'm so excited and so honored to have this great woman of God in my presence. You know, just meeting people. I just love to meet awesome women of God. So with that being said, let's meet and let me introduce to you the one and only Juanita Nguyen. Hello, sister. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amen. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you so much. We are so excited to hear your music and see all the great things that you are doing. But first, you know, this show is called True Confessions, you know, with a church girl. And I like to always, every woman, guest, artist, author, whatever the Lord blessed, you know, me to be able to interview, I always like for you to just give us a little bit of background on a personal testimony so that, you know, people can know the real Juanita. Amen.
Amen. Well, I grew up a preacher's daughter, but I was a teen runaway. And I ran away because I wasn't able to communicate some of the abuse that had taken place in my life. So, you know, it was really hard as a kid trying to process it all and at the same time still listen to the word being preached. So, you know, it was kind of rough. I had two.
So you grew up in church like I did. So, I, you know, this is what is so unique. People ask me, where do you get church girl from? I said, well, I call myself church girl because originally, if you grew up in my time, that was a joke, you know. Oh, you were church girl. You was teased. And you had life a lot harder because that was like a word, a bullying word for most people. But if I'm understanding you, you know, you say you grew up in church as well and you still had to deal with the same issues of,
things that everyday people have to deal with in their lives. Some people, you know, abuse and stuff like that. So let me ask you about that. Would you say in growing up in that, you know, era where you had to deal with certain situations in your life that it made you who you are today?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Because you look at once you get to the other side of it and you get to know God personally, on a personal level, it makes you aware and you understand that, hey, you know, we're hurt. There's people in there that are smiling just like I was and just as hurt, just as wounded, if not more. You know, and so now I don't look at people the same way. I don't see church the same way. I don't even like doing church as usual. I don't like it because I feel like people come in there because they're wounded. They're coming searching. Some people just want to live with the blinders on and they don't want to see nothing else. But there are some people that are really coming because they heard that that was a safe haven, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like doing church as usual anymore because
Amen.
Of it.
Amen. So tell us about how your music is inspired and how you, you know, we know you started off with the sisters, with the five
right.
sisters and that harmonizing group that you guys did. But what inspired you? I mean, what made you say, you know what, I think I can sing and I think I want to do this for a living? I mean, did you just knew you had that gift? What was it?
I did. Actually, my sister was in college, and we weren't allowed to listen to R&B music because I grew up Kojic. But my sister was in college, and she had a roommate. Her name was Carmen, and she had all these albums and Stevie Wonder and all them. And I remember playing Stevie Wonder, and there's one line that he did that he went, whoa, whoa, you are the sunshine of my life. Well, I remember singing a song in church.
Uh-oh.
I was just
you put some Stevie Wonder on it.
Oh, yes, I did. I did that
no,
one
you
did. I did that, whoa, whoa, whoa. And they went crazy.
What?
Oh, so that let me know the church people knew Stevie Wonder, first of all.
Yes, they did. You better say it.
Second of all, it let me know I had a voice that kept calling me up for solos and, you know, and my father eventually ended up putting us all in the studio. And I remember as a kid never feeling like my voice was heard. But I remember when it was my turn to go in the vocal booth and put on those earphones, it's like I heard my own voice for the first time.
Oh, wow.
To the point to where I cried in the song that I was singing, and they kept it. They would call me Michael Jackson and all that. But it was so beautiful to me because everybody was listening, and I felt like, hey, they will hear me, maybe not in my speaking voice, but they'll hear my music.
Amen.
So, and I'm still doing it.
Amen. That is awesome. So okay, so you have this great, like, you are part of so many different things. I was reading your bio earlier. You did work with Fred Hammond and Angie Stone and Quincy Jones and so many others, and not to mention the one and only Diana Ross. You helped, and you were a part of these great, awesome projects, and I'm sitting here like, wow, God, you know, you really use this woman in her talent in so many ways. And so I want to ask you, I know you just didn't wake up like this, okay? So, you know, what, you know, when we look at all that we have accomplished and we look at all that we have done, you know, it's the beginning to that. And so my thing is to you, when you first started, when you got with Quincy Jones, and then you realize you start getting these different other projects and being able to be a part of them, would you say at that time God was really just opening up the doors? Like the scripture says, he'll make room for your gift. And would you say you can really, you know, witness to that? I mean, can you share that part of your life with us in reference to how those doors came
Well, you know, God definitely ordered my steps because, as you said earlier, my sisters and I had a singing group, but I kept getting kicked out because they kept saying I wasn't saved enough or, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I wanted to sing and I wanted to get it together, but I kept getting kicked out. And I remember a night before our concert, and it was one I set up, I got put out of the group. And I just didn't. I wanted to sing. So I started singing jazz later on Broadway. And someone from Quincy Jones Music Publishing recognized me. And I guess the Lord knew he could trust me in the environment. Because as a runaway, I was not a drinker. Or I didn't smoke weed. I've never smoked weed. My girlfriends did, but they wouldn't let me. And I think that was God saying, I'm going to put you out there, but I'm going to protect you at the same time.
Yeah.
And he allowed me to see some things, especially when I found myself in South Africa and different places. And I realized, I said, you know, Lord, all along you were planning this and you were ordering my steps because you knew I wanted to sing. And this is just the direction you took me. And you wanted to do something bigger and different in me and through me. So that kind of curbed the anger that I felt for my sisters because, you know, I realized that it wasn't them. Just like the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, he can harden your family members' hearts because it's sometimes something he wants you to do. So you can't really be mad at anybody. You have to understand that we're all living sacrifices for something. So mine just happened to be going the route of the streets to get to know people from different walks of life. And church kids were out there, rich kids were out there, poor kids, drug addicts, mother, parents, girls who were prostitutes. They were all out in the street. We were all in the same boat, hurting with the same pain. So I got to see all that, and I realized that my music is just a tool, you know, to get the message out to those who are going through it now, you know, what I've come through. Mm-hmm.
And so originally, I know, you know, I try to give people a little bit of the background. You are from Las Vegas or?
Reno,
Nevada.
Nevada. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so now you're from the West Coast and you're now here in on the East Coast. And so let me ask you, let me take us to the love part of your relationships. Like, you know, we know you got these great music and projects, but you met a great man along the way.
Yes, I did.
A great man. He just fell out the sky on you.
I'm going to tell you right now, he didn't fall out the sky.
Amen.
But he's a great man. But, you know, amen. God sent me my husband when he knew I was ready to handle a real man. Let me put it to you like that.
Uh-oh.
Because when we go through some things in life, sometimes we're so damaged that we don't recognize a good thing when it comes our way because we want him to be 6'3", or we want him to have dreadlocks, or we and there are so many, they're waiting to just love you genuinely, you know. And I was ready because I'd been through broken marriage. I'd already been through that.
I was
wounded, so I attracted many wounded people to me, you know. But, yes. God has blessed me, and I do count my blessings. I really do. I really do.
Amen. So tell us about this project you got. I know you dropped a new single, I think, on the 20th, right?
24th, actually, yes.
The 24th, today?
Today, yes.
Okay, so tell us about that and how the listeners can get it and how they can find you and all that good stuff.
Well, they can go to my website, for one, to read up a little bit more on me, which is www.shesadiamond2.com. shesadiamond2.com. Or, you know, I'm on Facebook, Juanita Wynn/Harrison. And if you go in there and go to Amazon, it's right there. Just type in my name, Juanita Wynn. They got all my business in Google, all of it. So, you know, you can go in there, and the project is there. It's called Be Who You Are, and it's a kind of like a spinoff from where I'm going as far as I want to be an advocate for teen runaways, you know, runaway prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of kids deal, especially in the church, they deal with a lot of pressure to just perform because the music's on or because the lights are on. And they don't ever get to know God on a personal level, you know, and there's some things that, you know, they have to go through on their own that we can't help them. We want them to be real, and we don't want them to be bullied into doing anything. You want it to be real and genuine, and as well as children who didn't grow up in the church. They're out there, and they want to come to church, but there's so much they've seen, and their friends are saying, no, don't do that, or don't be a part of this, or, you know, it's more popular to say you're gay, you know, or either to say that you are you're a thug or whatever. It's a fad. So I'm just promoting, be who you are in Christ, who God has called you to be. We're all original, you know, and that's what Be Who You Are is about. And I did have someone say to me, you're going to have people that are gay loving this song, and they're going to think you're saying, no, that's not my business, first of all. I don't. I think that's God's business. That's not my business. It's not my business to tell somebody how to live their life or what choices to make. God gives us free will. And he,
yes, he does. He
comes and pricks the heart to in the direction that he wants us to go in. Everybody has to go through something to learn something so they can help somebody. And that, like I said, it's not my call. It's not my call to say when, what to do, when you should do it. That is not my business. That is not my call.
I know that's right. I try to tell people all the time. I said, you know, I'm just doing what God told me to do, okay? Don't get mad at me and start telling me, oh, you should do it this way or that may attract this or that. Hey, this is what God told me to do. And a lot of times I tell people, as a church, we got to stop kicking people out of heaven.
That's right.
Because you go to church and they kick you out of heaven before you even get in heaven. They kicking you out. And I say, stop kicking people out of heaven. Let them, you know, the Bible says let the tares and the wheat grow together. And he
it's
will do
the
separating.
It's in the song.
We get ready to play your song. And you know what? I just thank God for you coming on and accepting my invite to be a part of this great movement. God is doing something. And he's moving in everyone's testimony and everyone's, you know, walk that, you know, I can get to share. It inspires and it encourages and it exalts other people to say, you know what, I can do this. That's what it's all about. You can do this, you know. So
and I
thank
you
so much. Go ahead.
I thank you
thank
so
you.
Much. I appreciate you even having me on, you know, because a lot of times people, they don't want to hear the real, but you're bringing it to them real.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes, thank you so much. I said, Lord, just let me keep it simple and complicated. I don't want a whole bunch of references to cross-reference me when I'm talking about stuff. Because life is real. I don't know how real to get with it. But I thank you so much. And we're going to play your music, and we're going to be playing it all this week. I mean, you know, we're going to be playing it this whole month. And did you tell everybody how to get the music?
Yes, Amazon.com. Juanita Wynn, Be Who You Are.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Juanita. All right. Thank you so much for coming out. And tell your husband he's a blessed man. Amen.
Yes, he is.
I think you already know that.
Okay. Look, he's standing here. He's flexing his muscles. Yes, yes.
Amen.
He's excited.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
All right. Okay, coming up next, we're going to have some music by Juanita Wynn. You're listening to True Confessions with the Church Girl here on the TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
Oh,
Listening to True Confessions with the Church Girl here, and I am going into this subject I had mentioned earlier, and I was talking about being submissive and my issue that I am still believing God to work out in me so I can be that wonderful wife that I have been ordained to be. Amen. And I want you to be a wife one day too. So we got to get the submissiveness down, ladies, and I'm going to go through it with you, okay? I am submissive. I consider myself to be a very submissive woman. However, in all my submissiveness, I still struggle. I still have this side in me that want to stand up and say, what you talking about, Willie? No, but for real. I have this side in me that makes me want to say, who you think you talking to? I know just as much as you do. Shoo, you ain't my daddy. Okay, we have that. And that could be from what we grew up in. Like, I didn't have a father in the household, so I didn't grow up with that man. But, you know, we can't keep using excuses of what we didn't have in the past because, hey, old things have passed away and we are created, what? As a new creature. So, therefore, we need to get this word in us. So, what I did was I went ahead and I referenced some scriptures during our break. And I came up with over almost 100 scriptures on being submissive. And I'm like, Lord, really? Really? Lord, really? 100 scriptures almost on the one word, submissiveness? Yes. I'm going to read a couple of these scriptures, and I'm going to talk about them briefly. This is not Bible study, so let me make it quick, okay? Ephesians 5:22 through 24. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, and even as Christ is the head
of the church, okay? Likewise, and you can continue to read. 1 Peter 3:1-7, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, and constantly talking about husbands. And it says, if some do not obey the word, that they may be won over without a word by the conduct of their wives. When they see your respectful and pure conduct, do not let your adorning be external, a braiding of hair and putting on gold jewelry. Okay, stop. Okay, because I ain't trying to go all the way there. But this part right here, likewise, be subject to your own husband. So even if some do not obey the word, they may be won over without a word by the conduct of their wives. When they see your respectful and pure conduct. Ooh, now that tells me a lot. Because one of my struggles, I'm going to just use me, y'all, okay? I can't use you. I don't know what y'all are going through, but I'm going to use me, okay? One of my struggles is this. Okay, I got to submit. I got to shut up. I got to listen. I got to get in the place, sit down, be still, right? So, with that being said, that's showing respect to a man. Never saw it that way before. Ladies, just by you being silent and attentive and not talking, not interrupting him with your point of view, not defending yourself, not explaining the situation, shows him respect. Now, I never caught that before now in the spirit as much as I'm catching it now, because 1 Peter hits right on it. It says, likewise, wives, subject to your own husbands. So even some do not obey the word, even if they don't obey the word, meaning if they don't, they're not walking like they're supposed to. They're not doing everything right, right? They don't go to church, or maybe they do go to church, but they ain't living it all the way. Your submissive as a woman of God, your submissiveness as a woman of God can win them more than your anointing as a woman of God. Like, you know, I'm anointed. Let me tell you something. The Lord said, and by the way, and Jesus. Okay, all of that right there ain't gonna win that. It ain't gonna win the argument. It ain't gonna win the conversation. And it certainly isn't gonna win your husband or your whoever it is, right? So, I guess I answered my question from what I said in the beginning. Okay, so we're going to go back to some more great gospel music, because we're going to keep talking about this submissive, and we're going to get some music, and we're going to go back into it, because I only can digest this bit by bit. So we have already concluded, ladies, in this little brief segment right here, right? Submissive, we can win our husbands, our significant other, by being what? Silent. Listening, sitting down, and not offering a debate, not offering my point of view, and not defending yourself, because it shows disrespect to the man. And you know what? Hold on. You know what? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Oh, God. Holy Spirit, thank you so much. God, the Holy Spirit is just showing me the same way we talk to God. Ladies, the same way when we go in that prayer closet and we spend that time with the Lord, we don't go in there defending ourselves. Hello. We don't go in there talking back to God. Say something now. And we definitely don't go in there with no attitude like, well, Lord, you know what? You said, and you also said that, and that's why I'm saying to you, because, you know, I feel like you should be. We don't talk like that to God. Oh, thank you so much, Holy Spirit. So, that does it for me. Shut up, sit down, listen, don't say nothing. You ain't got nothing to say. Whatever your point is, you ain't got one. When that man is talking, as much as it may hurt, bridle it. Put tape on your mouth. If I have to carry some scotch tape, no, what is that, duct tape? And if I know when my significant other get ready to say something, Lord, I promise you, if I'm going to open my mouth, I'll peel that tape and just tape it. Because sometimes it is just that hard to hold his tongue. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, we're going to great gospel music. I'm not going to go no further. Let that marinate in your bones. I'm going to give you some Tamala, man. You're listening to True Confessions with a Church Girl right here on the Love Zone USA.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh. Again. You see, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Juanita Wynn, and it was just such a wonderful, wonderful conversation. I just love talking to the women of God and sharing with them and what the things they're doing and all that good stuff. So, amen. Okay, so let's go back into that submission. We were talking about submission, and I'm gonna make it real simple now. I just thank God for teaching me and showing me more and more and more of His Word and how to submit. And it's hard, ladies. It's not easy. I'm not going to tell you. And if you have a man that ain't requiring you to be this super submissive woman, great. Woo! You go, girl. Keep him. Don't let him go. But for us, just to know, we do need to learn how to perfect this submissiveness. And as I stated before, earlier, I was saying how, you know, we like to get in a place where, you know, I consider myself a submissive woman, but at the same time, when my significant other is saying stuff, okay, and when he's coming at me and he is saying, look, this is this, this is that, and why you didn't do, you know, whatever, however he's going, I always had the tendency of wanting to prove my point. Well, let me tell you what happened. Well, see, you don't understand. And it's, you know, I always had that, let me come back at you with this. You know, let me get the last word. Let me defend myself. And in doing that, it just made the whole conversation non-productive. And he ended up feeling disrespected. And I was like, why are you feeling disrespected? I'm just telling you what happened, you know. And so I just got tired of it. And I was like, Lord, please help me. Help me to be all that you say I should be. And I started reading God's word, and I started studying this thing. And I gave you a few scriptures earlier. And it's just this. You know, according to the word, God says he loves a quiet spirit. That's what God likes. So you know if God likes it, you know that's pretty much the spirit we need to learn how to function in. And it's hard, you know, if you're used to being an independent woman and you didn't grow up with a father in the household and you grew up in the streets, or maybe you grew up as the only child, so you got everything you wanted. Okay, we get it. But at the end of the day, it's what is required of you. You have to learn how to submit, and you have to learn how to be quiet and quiet your spirit at times. You know, we're going to have those days where we can be loud or we can go in or whatever, but, you know, we have to learn when to choose to walk in submissiveness. And I'm choosing it every day. I'm learning to just, maybe I'm going through a phase right now, you know, so let me just talk about me. Hey, let me just deal with me, okay? And I'm praying it's helping someone else. But maybe I'm going through a phase, you know, where I just want to be submissive. I hope not, because the more I'm submissive, the more I'm learning, and the more I'm understanding, and the more God is giving favor to me, and the more I feel like I'm more, every day I get more and more powerful or more strength. Because how can I explain it? When you're submissive, you just, it takes power to be submissive. It takes power to be, somebody is chewing you out to the third level, and they hurting, and they stuff every little feeling you got, and you want so much to just rip into them. But it takes more strength, more courage, more power to shut up, to submit, and listen. Trust me, it does. And with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and pray and close out with this prayer for submissive, a submissive spirit, a submissive heart unto obedience of the word of God. How about that? Because I know a lot of us saying, I ain't being submissive to no man because he ain't even walking right. Okay, ladies, I know. I feel the same way. I was there too. You know, I was there. Huh. I know you ain't trying to tell me what to do, and you don't go to church. Come on now. How many women know? What? I don't walk this walk. I've been talking with the Lord. I've been in his presence all day. And you going to come up in here and say something? And you don't go to church? And you still cussing? What? So, ladies, I've done it. But this is the thing. As I mentioned before, the scripture says we can win him by our submissiveness. So if he's doing all of that and this and this and that, and then he wants to talk, be submissive. This ain't the time to be fully in charge with that powerful anointing and saying, the Lord said, and let me tell you something, thus saith the Lord. I know what I am. God called me. Don't do it. This is the time to be quiet. This is the time to just say, okay, I'm just going to be submissive right now. And God will do it, because the head of every woman is what? Man. And the head of every man is who? God. And so if there's an issue, if there's a problem, guess what? It's time to do this. I'm going to be real submissive to you. I may not like what you say. I may not agree with what you say. But I'm going to be submissive to what you say, because I'm still going to be obedient to God. Amen. I'm going to be obedient to God, and I'm going to be submissive to you. And so what I'm going to do after this conversation we have, I'm going to go before the throne of grace and say, Lord, listen, please hear my cry, hear my prayer. And I'm going to talk to God about you. Since I can't talk to you about you, I'm going to go to God and talk to you about you. Because see, sometimes you got to go to people bosses. So I know if I have a problem in a store, I'm not going to talk to the cashier. I'm going to talk to the cashier's boss. And so if I have a problem with my husband or my significant other, I ain't going to keep talking to him. I ain't even say nothing to him. I'm going to go to his boss, the head of every man, which is God. And I'm going to go to God and say, Lord, look, this is what happened. And I'm going to go to God humble. And I'm going to say, Lord, and this is how I feel. And then I'm going to pour it before the throne of grace. And I'm going to let God do what he does best. So we're going to close out. And I'm going to pray this simple prayer in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, if you would just look upon our hearts, God, and look upon our minds. And Lord, if you would just help us, God, to be better women of God. And help us to be better in our relationships, Lord. Help us to be strong when we need to be strong, and meek when we need to be meek. But most of all, God, give us the spirit of being more submissive. We know we need to be submissive to our husbands. God, help us to pull off the layers of society and what we were taught and what we were raised in and what our environment